3 o'clock. Good to have you. We are going to be very expedient in getting back to the phones. People have been very, very patient. NHL draft tonight. It's a couple different ways to spin it. Moments before we took the air, Noah Dobson got traded to the Canadiens. Another team in the East that's better than you, getting better. And it really, he was given away. 16th and 17th pick and Montreal's equivalent of Jonathan Berggren. Why weren't you involved? I can't even explain it at this point. But, okay, maybe you think you have Ekblad. You know, maybe you think that's in the bag. Okay. Not going to be mad about it, sure. My point is, this is the week, anyone who covers the NHL would tell you, the big moves are going to go down. Have the Wings bought anybody out? No. Have they made a trade? No. Have they packaged assets to get out of bad contracts? No.
No.
And were they involved with Dobson? Even though people who cover the Wings or are hockey elite went, hey, Wings and Dobson, match made in heaven. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on nothing. They were nowhere.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Trey would not have broken you either.
No. Absolutely not.
This is it. Like, wow, you could have gave the 13th pick.
Well, I'm 13th plus, but who cares?
Right.
I don't care. I'm past the point of caring. Now Montreal has a franchise defenseman to add to their core with the diminutive Lane Hutson. You know, Montreal's definitely got the market cornered on Kyler Murray hockey players with Hutson and Cofield. But look, the whole question is, A, what needs to happen tonight for you not be disappointed? Wojo wrote a piece, and we actually agree with it, which is you can't use that pick tonight. Like, you got to use that pick to trade, to get something, to move this thing forward. And then I just want to add this to the mix, and then we'll go right to the people. We had a caller just now talk about goalies. All right, now I'll throw this out. This is not an endorsement, and I don't know that it's that factual, but enough people who cover the league, just a little perusing. With the Islanders shipping out Noah Dobson, teams are calling on Matthew Barzal. And that's not the name. Although if you wanted a center, that would be your answer. There's some rumblings about Ilya Sorokin. Now, Sorokin, not good last year. Sorokin also has been underwhelming in the playoffs. You don't know, Puck. I watch my team, and I've watched him in the playoffs.
And we're qualified.
And I remember him giving up 4 goals and 14 shots against the Hurricanes and getting pulled. The point I make is this. Sorokin has elite pedigree, and even in his bad year this year, I think he was 5th in Vezina voting. Look, he's signed, and he's expensive. He's an $8 million a year goalie. Now, the way I look at it is, if I get rid of the dead body of Tarasenko, that makes Sorokin a $4 million goalie. He's signed through 2030. Like, you're in it for the long haul with him. Okay. He's 28. I'll put it to Kenny. This is not an endorsement. It's just you read, and Kenny, does that name intrigue you like Linus Ullmark did?
It does. Not quite to the degree that Linus Ullmark did, simply because Ullmark was playing out of his mind for most of the time we saw him. But yeah, no, it's not something that I'd poo-poo.
So that means you go Sorokin and you lose pretty much all your other goalies that you have here, and you just wait on the guys that are in the minors?
No, what you do is you bring up Kosa and you have him learn under Sorokin.
No, you trade Kosa to me.
Okay, we'll do that. You can have Augustine.
I'll take it.
All right.
Look, there's thought actively going on in the New York media. Okay, well, now does this mean the Islanders are tearing it down? Then there's been Soroka being linked to the Oilers. I'm just putting it out there. I don't have the answer. I'm not advocating. I'm offering. You do what you want to do. But we want to know what you guys need in order to not be disappointed tonight. Because I don't have the answer. Using pick 13 makes no sense to me. I'd love to see them trade it, get some help. But there's lots of things I wish they would have done this week, including buyouts. So I don't know. Kenny, go ahead.
It's not just us saying this, by the way, because from every national writer that I read, writing think pieces on, what every team should do this offseason, the Red Wings usually consist of trade for defense, trade for a forward, buyouts, in that order usually. So it's not just us. And by the way, is it a little puzzling that Wojo wrote this article? Because usually when he's writing something, it's imminent.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, sometimes, Kenny, what you realize is that you work with a lot of savants. Like, certain people just know things. Like, somehow or another, somebody in this room happened to know the Pistons were going to take.
excuse me. So, almonds.
And maybe Wojo is kind of channeling that same
energy.
Hope
he's right. And look, if a Blockbuster goes down tonight, we all feel better. But we're dealing in the here and now. And that's all we can do.
But what have we always done is, there's going to be another shoe that drops here. That's for sure going to happen. It happened
after
the Wallman trade.
I'm still waiting for the future considerations.
A ticket texter suggested we trade the number one for Wallman, by the way. We get him right back.
Okay, read the ticket text and I'm going to the caller.
If Eisenman makes the 13th pick tonight, he has no expectations or pressure from ownership. I can't believe the moves being made around the NHL. Nothing but crickets here in Detroit. That was the first round for Wallman text. If Steve makes a pick at 13, we'll see 5 years from now. Then I don't know what we're doing here. It's ridiculous. That's from Rick.
Okay. Go to the people. Nick is going to bat leadoff, 97-1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Nick. I'm sorry that took so long, man. I apologize.
No. I love the topic, and honestly, a great one for today. I want to pile on to both the Dobson trade as well as just what I need to see tonight, but I want to start with Dobson and also the caveat as well, the Zegras trade that happened earlier in the week too.
Sure.
You see what these guys are going for, and it's little to nothing in terms of what you'd expect the offering to be, and you guys have been good at touching on that, and it's, I'm seeing all these teams, they make trades, they're making these signings, they're doing all this stuff, and then we have Detroit who just crickets. And that's my question to Steve is, what's the plan? What's the roadmap? What's the benchmark? What's the goal? Like, the goal next year, and you nailed it, Mike, like, it's make the playoffs in the 100th season or you're out. You're done. You've had enough time. You're not doing anything. You probably had an initial plan you thought was going to work because you're the smartest man in the room,
right.
But it's not working, and now you don't know how to be aggressive enough to change that plan to make bold moves and or to pull the trigger on one. He just seems timid. He seems like he's flustered right now and feeling the pressure he didn't think he's probably ever going to feel. And that kind of gets me to what I want to see tonight, which is, number one, and I feel like this is a cherry on top of what have to happen tonight. What'd be nice to see is, can we just re-sign Patrick Kane already? Like, we've been talking about this for over almost 2 months. Mutual interest on his end, mutual interest on our end. You see all these other teams re-signing these guys where there's that mutual interest. Like, Steve, get it done. Unfortunately, a 36-year-old Patrick Kane is too important to let walk on this team. Like, you just can't let him walk.
And that's
cannot for the power play.
Well, yeah, but see, the other side of it is that's a guy who never takes penalty kill shifts. That's a guy who is 36.
Right.
And so it's, and Nick, I think you said it best. It's unfortunate that it's this important because
exactly, Mike.
That scares me.
It's scary because that's how bad this roster has been, you know, construed. And the other thing too is pick 13. Trade the pick. Either move up in the top 5, 6, whatever it needs to be to get a guy who you know will be a good piece of this core in 2, 3 years and be a big part of it, or trade the pick like we've all been asking for, package it in a deal for some proven NHL talent on the blue line or forward.
Yep.
And this whole goalie market thing is just bothering me even more. Oh, the Red Wings want to be active in the goalie market.
Yeah, who?
This is one of the worst goalie markets I've ever seen. Like, no. Who are you going to get that's going to be a game changer, but Steve?
Nick,
nobody.
Nick, here's the other thing. Work with me on this, because Rico knows what I'm about to say. When they made that trade to acquire, you know, Paul Rudd or whoever they got at the deadline, Craig Smith or whatever, they took on their own volition, a $5 million Peter Mrazek.
Mrazek?
How?
What are we, again, that's my point. Like, what's the plan, Steve? Like, what are we trying to do here? What's the next step of this? It just seems like, no pun intended, he's just winging it and he's allowed to. And it's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, when that deal was made, there were people high-fiving in that room. Said, yes, yeah, we got Mrazek.
Okay, no. I refuse that scene on principle. No. Oh, my God, no.
Well, I mean, you know, every room, like, when, yeah, way to go.
We got our guy.
Yeah.
Tell me it was someone in pro scouting looking at the wrong stat column. Like, they were looking at, like, prime Carey Price before his knees blew out. And they're like, we got to steal. Actually, Bob, scroll down one more column.
At this point, based on what our pro scouting has done, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case, Mike.
But you understand the absurdity of Wings want to be active in goalie market. Cutscene, you took on a god-awful goalie at $5 million last deadline that you're stuck with.
Right.
So then you juxtapose it with, all right, this guy's becoming the new Scott Frost. This'll be the year Kosa's up. So you add $5 million goalie, and you want more goalie, mm-hmm. and flowchart, Coase is still over.
Make it make sense.
I can't, and that's where I lean on the hockey elite.
This will be the year we trade our first-round pick. No, no, it won't. It wasn't last year. This is exactly that. We had this. What is this, Groundhog Day? We had this conversation this time last.
You know the craziest thing is, like, look at the Islanders with what they did with Dobson, and part of it is what Darsh is trying to do is it's probably a rebuild. The Islanders have cap space, a lot of it. And the Islanders apparently want first-round picks, a lot of them, because they want to go up and get James Higgins, who's a Long Island native, right? Hit the siren. Boo! But, I mean, if you call him with pick 13, and you go, all right, here's the deal. I need you to take out all of our trash plus. I mean, you haven't done a buyout. You haven't done anything. The Islanders would probably do a cartwheel to have 13, 16, and 17 to try to move up to 5, 6, 7 and get Higgins.
That would get you in the top 10.
But I look at it and I'm like, it's what Nick said. They've just, there's nothing happening. And you're like, what's the plan here?
And that's the frustration. Is I think because you're not seeing anything in the past couple of years has shown you nothing. So it's, you want to love, but it's hard because you don't see anything.
You know, the other thing I'm getting a little tired of, I'm going to be honest, this whole, Stevie's going to take it down to the deadline in negotiations. It's like, all right, sweet. You're going to beat up a 36-year-old man for $500,000? Is that what we're doing? We're going to treat Patrick Kane like a pinata when he's one of the only power play, you know, savants we have? It's just, I mean, Kenny, you know what I'm saying. The whole dragging of the feed and Stevie's drawing hard lines in this, right? Maybe that's why we're bad.
And I think there was an article from The Athletic that came out during the season. I think it was close to trade deadline where agents called him hard to deal with, like one of the harder ones to deal with in the NHL. It's all starting to make a lot of sense if that's the case.
Correct. Let him cook. Hey, all bots, welcome. If you want him to use the 13th pick tonight, tell us why. I want to hear rationale, okay?